This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It was a manager, says a witness, who opened fire on fellow employees at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia last night. Six people dead, the gunman dead as well, apparently a suicide. The AP's Julie Walker.
Chesapeake Police Chief Mark Selesky says when officers entered Walmart, they found a mass shooting scene.
The suspect is dead from what we believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Selesky says the shooter used a pistol and confirms he is an employee, while co-workers report he was a manager.
And the investigation is still ongoing, so there's no clear motive at this time.
Walmart employee Brianna Tyler tells ABC's Good Morning America workers had gathered in the store's break room. I looked up. My manager just opened the door, and he just opened fire. He didn't say a word. He didn't say anything at all. I'm Julie Walker.
If you're driving for the Thanksgiving holiday, this afternoon is expected to be the busiest afternoon on the roads. The AAA's Andrew Gross.
Starting at about noon and then rolling into the evening. And it doesn't matter where you are, Atlanta, Boston, Houston, Seattle, you're going to run into traffic at those times.
About 55 million of us are traveling for the holiday, he says, most by car. An official says the European Parliament's website came under a cyber attack by a pro-Moscow group, only hours after lawmakers overwhelmingly backed a resolution calling Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Two blasts have gone off near bus stops in Jerusalem at the height of rush hour, killing a Canadian-Israeli teenager in what Israeli police say were attacks by Palestinians. The number of Americans applying for unemployment rose to the highest level since August, but it's still historically low. The Labor Department says 240,000 people applied for jobless aid last week. This is AP News. Now to Ukraine, where a punishing new barrage of Russian strikes on infrastructure caused power problems across large parts of the country.
Ukraine's energy minister says the vast majority of electricity consumers in Ukraine have lost power after Russian strikes. Russia's targeted Ukraine's battered power infrastructure with another barrage of strikes, forcing the country's last three fully functioning nuclear power plants to disconnect from the grid, leaving the vast majority of electricity consumers without power, the energy ministry says. In a Facebook post, the ministry adds, power workers are working to restore supplies, but given the extent of the damage, we will need time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., data analysts say from September through October, you paid about 18% more for furniture and appliances than you did a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.